Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hey, hey, welcome, welcome, my people. This is Lobstum, your weekly confession session. Yep, yep, yep. Where the thunder is real, the lightning strikes, and the truth, he choke, like they say. As you can see, I'm already choking from all that good stuff. Yeah, hello, this is Jerry, and you're listening to Lobstum. It's another Wednesday, and I'm back as usual. Whoops, that was a lot from the sound of it. I'm just excited to be here again. Yeah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Drum roll. Yeah, I'm holding it down as usual right here on Radio Africana. And tonight we are shaking tables, even flipping them. I came with drama today, so buckle up for safety. After the short break, I'll be back to tell you what you're talking about tonight. See you soon. Don't touch that dial. I'll be back.
Everything.
your girl, Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Stomp on Radio Africana. And you know how we do it every Wednesday. If you want to be a part of the show, the number to text in is 0744-881-1570. And as usual, I've got a guest with me today. I've got another love guru. Yep, you know how it's done over here. And she is the one and only Queen Joy. Yep, we've got our own queen in Manchester. Say hello to the listeners.
Good evening, everybody. Hope you're well. Nice to be here with you today.
Yeah, nice to have you here as
Thank
well.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's an absolute delight to have you over on the show tonight. And yes, if you're just tuning in, this is Love Stomp on Radio Africana. We're here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And tonight, I'm about to reveal tonight's topic. We are talking about love. Yep, as usual, love. Mm-hmm. And tonight's topic is the love we think we deserve, how our self-worth shapes our relationships.
That's deep.
It is really deep.
That is deep, yes.
Because you might not really think that it does, but it does in some way, doesn't it?
It does. And I guess it goes back to like experiences. Childhood experiences, that comes and plays a big part of it, and how that shapes you as an adult in making the right choices on what you think is your self-worth, what you deserve. So if you've not grown up on with maybe a two-parent household, or you've not been instilled with those kind of like what you find accepting, what you think you deserve, then you may grow up making the wrong decisions and choosing the wrong partners.
Oh.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this. What, you just took the words right out of my mouth.
Right.
We are in sync tonight.
We are
I'm
in
loving
sync.
It. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yep. Yep. It's funny how growing up just shapens everything. But our choices, our relationships, even to some people, our careers.
Mm.
You see some people like, oh, my dad was a doctor, so I decided to be a doctor.
Yes.
Like that, my mom was a lawyer, and I said I was going to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
It happens as well in relationships.
It does.
But
yeah.
Subconsciously,
yeah,
it's that settling for things that you shouldn't usually settle for, because that was what you saw growing up.
Yeah. I think fathers, when it comes to daughters, females, fathers play such a crucial role. And we don't think about it. Like, if you grew up and you didn't see your parents showing affection to each other, then you don't think, you don't grow up thinking anything about it, because they're just mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you become an adult and you start your own relationship, if you've not grown accustomed to like seeing affection and receiving affection as an adult, you may think it's normal. However, it isn't necessarily normal, because everyone needs affection.
Yeah, and that's just you mirroring your parents.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And you just think, that's how I should be. Dad never used to kiss mom, so I'm not really fussy about him not kissing me.
Yeah.
And then just start to accept it, which is really sad,
yeah.
And then you see all the people do it, and you're like, well, maybe it works for them. I don't think it works for me, but deep down, you know you want it.
Like, my love language is hugging. I love to hug people.
Me too. Well,
we hug each other, didn't we? That's my love language. I would hug everybody and anybody, you know.
I actually beg for cuddles.
Do you? Yeah. And my little girl's exactly the same. Her love language is, food and cuddling.
Oh, yep.
She calls it huggles. So we go for this huggle routine every night, you know. If I leave the house, can I have a hug? Mum, can I have a kiss? Can I have a hug? Mum, can I have a kiss? And that's our love language to each other. So that's how we...
And that was probably her mirroring you as well. You
see? Yes, 100%. Yeah. She's extremely affectionate, but I'm extremely affectionate, so it works for both of us. Yeah.
You see, so that's it. Like, it's crazy how these things shape in our lives without us knowing it. Yeah, so many of us think we're choosing love, but we are actually choosing familiar pain.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, because if you grow up in chaos, then your body thinks it's home. Then when you see a lot of sanity, you're wondering, this guy's so boring for me.
It's whether you recognize it though, because like I said, it might be normality for you, because that's what you've grown up in, that's what you think is normality, and you've accepted it.
Yeah.
Until somebody shows you.
You see a gentleman that hates to argue, and you're wondering,
Please, he's just the weirdo, but you are the weirdo.
Because, because you've grown up, like you said, accepting chaos as the norm, but it's not the norm for everybody.
And you see people that can't deal with any form of toxic. Like, if you're bringing any toxicity, they do not want it. They don't want any.
Swipe to the left.
Yep. And you're wondering, why can't he just take it? Why can't he just argue? Let's just argue it out. And he's saying, I don't argue. This is not part of me. We can have a conversation, but I just don't want to argue.
It's being mature enough to understand that that's not the way forward.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have a relationship and not have arguments.
Yeah.
It will happen as long as it's not toxic.
Exactly. But people, that's, there's some people that like thrive in that environment where it's like really.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
It gets toxic and you're like, yeah, this is home.
Yeah.
And if you see someone that isn't that way, you're thinking, I think this guy's too boring for me.
And people like that, they'll just continue on that cycle, unfortunately.
And toxicity. Spread it.
They'll just continue on it because that's what they're used to and that's what they think. They think that's their self-worth and that's how things are meant to be. That's the norm, quote unquote, but it's far from it.
And then you see a case where a guy ghosts you or a girl ghosts you because it's what you're used to. You think that's the norm.
Yeah.
But usually that's a form of abuse.
It is. Mm-hmm. So many different types of it.
Yeah. Because why would someone who claims they love you, quote unquote, why would they ghost you if they're into you?
Yeah.
So these are like the subtle hints that we overlook because that's what we're kind of used to.
100%,
yep. So that's it. That's I think that's the first point there. Childhood.
Ooh, yeah.
And then again, we start to ask ourselves, why do we settle for crumbs? Like, when we can get the whole cake, why do you want crumbs?
I'm a greedy girl. I prefer the whole cake.
Me too.
These hips don't survive on crumbs. They do not survive on crumbs. These hips. I need the whole cake.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't think self-worth. That's where self-worth then comes in because you start thinking, am I really worthy enough to get the whole cake?
I guess it depends where you're at mentally.
True.
Yeah. If where you're at mentally and emotionally, if you are in not in a good place with yourself and there's no self-worth and confidence and love, because if you don't love yourself, there's that old saying that says, if you don't love yourself, how's anyone going to love you? So if you don't love yourself and you don't recognize who you are, like, let me take it back now. I was talking to a colleague at work today and she was saying that she doesn't know who she is. This is a woman in her 50s. She said, she's been married, she's had children, grandchildren, and she said, you know, I don't know who I am. And I said, that's all good and well telling me that, but what are you going to do about to find who you are? And she's a beautiful soul.
Oh, bless her.
She's one of the most beautiful people that I've ever met.
In and out.
You know, so she'll do anything for anybody, but to hear a woman in her 50s, a grandmother, saying she doesn't know who she is, it's sad.
Yeah.
So before she left my office, my question to her was, what are you going to do? Now you've told me that, what will you do about to find out who you are?
Yeah.
And she said she didn't know, which is sad.
And do you know the sad thing is a lot of people out there are like that.
Yeah. I think we just go in auto. We run an auto. We don't stop and think about things till something major happens, and then that's when you sit
back and say, because a lot of people die without knowing who they are.
It's sad.
And why they're
what
here.
What a waste of life.
I know. Just sad imagine spending all those years and not knowing who you are and saying yes to everyone along the way because you don't know who you are.
Yeah. Which is what I said to her. So we do so much as mothers, wives, girlfriends, working, juggling family life, everything.
Yeah.
But we don't take time for ourselves. So another colleague called me on Monday and I was at work and I thought, oh my God, what's happened now? And she basically was complaining about her partner and how she's feeling because she's reaching that stage in life when things are changing hormonal wise.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, I want to kill him. And I told her what I'd read recently about when telling her that women who are going through perimenopause are more likely to divorce their husbands than at any other stage because your hormones fluctuate so much.
So much,
you don't know where you're coming from, what you're doing, what's going on. And I said to her, it's quite normal. I said, if you feel like you need to walk away because it's getting in your, it's pecking your head.
Yeah.
I said, just walk away. Don't get. She's argumentative. Well, you can't help it. That's your hormones trying to.
And that's why you need an understanding partner.
I said, you know what? Go and do five things for yourself today.
Yeah.
Go and
that's
do five.
What comes, comes in
go,
as well.
Go and do. I said, be selfish. Go and do five things for yourself, and that makes you happy.
Yeah.
And then that evening, funnily enough, she called me.
Oh.
And she said, thank you so much. I feel much better.
It's the little things, you see.
I said, go to a restaurant, go for a pedicure, mm-hmm. manicure, get a massage.
Take
go
a
for
long steams. Walk. Yeah.
Do something for yourself, because mm-hmm. we do get kind of like...
carried away.
Yeah.
And then you forget yourself.
Mm-hmm. But yesterday when she came back, no, Monday night it was, she said, I feel better now. Thank you so much. Oh. I said, you are very welcome.
You see, it's that's how selfish. We've got you here today
it's
as
not
well.
Selfish. Look after number one, because if you can't look after yourself, who's going to look after your... He's look after your family. He's look after mm-hmm. your loved ones.
Yeah, the only one you've got at the end of the day.
100%. Mm-hmm. Especially when you've got a family and, you know, trying to juggle everything. And
it's a lot.
And life.
Yep. Life on its own is hard work.
Yeah, so.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Radio Africana and you're listening to Love Stump. And we are lucky enough to have Queen Joy.
Queen Joy in the house, yo. Whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop. And of course, Jerry.
Our host.
And we are talking about self-worth and love. The choices we make, are they really affected by our self-worth, or do we just make those choices because we can make them? And yep, you know how we do it on the show. To be a part of the show, you need to text us on WhatsApp. It's 0744 881 1570, 0744 881 1570. If you're on Instagram and you decide that's easier for you, DM us on at Radio Africana, or my personal Instagram at Vasilisa C. That sounds like a lot, but Vasilisa C. Honestly. Well, find us on Radio Africana on Instagram. We're going to take a short music break. Do not touch that dial. We are still talking about love. You're only allowed to go get a drink. I'll be back in a bit. Catch you soon.
Say it's true. There's nothing like me and you. I'm not alone. Tell me. Down upon
Hello, welcome back. It's me, Jerry, and I'm with Queen Jay. Today we are talking about self-worth, how self-worth shapes the kind of love we think we deserve. And we're saying you have to love yourself first before people can love you right, because self-worth, I think love, when you love yourself, it just makes you attract who you deserve. But when you don't love yourself, you just attract just anybody, because yeah, you're running flat, so anything can go. You'll confuse any attention for love. And it's even deeper when you now go into a toxic relationship just because you think, yeah, that's the only available person.
I think some people are scared of being on their own.
Yeah.
So they will accept anybody who, like you said, who shows them any kind of affection or attention.
Yeah.
They're scared of being on their own. You know, often I hear women who seem to go from one toxic relationship to another because I think when those guys who are predatory, they can see who's vulnerable and they know.
Because they're OGs in that game.
Listen, some of them got master's degree in it. Got PhDs and doctorates and that.
So they say, you're like, oh yeah, that's an easy prank.
And she's lonely. Manipulative and it's just not acceptable, really.
And they give you a sprinkle of attention.
Yeah.
And then once you just give them the green light, that's it.
Yeah.
You're like, it worked.
So sad.
I know. So, ladies, I think we need to start reevaluating our self-worth.
Stop jumping into situationships. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Listen to Queen Joy. Stop jumping into situationships.
I told you we're gonna flip the table tonight. You heard that Queen Joy has said that you need to up your game.
Yes, find time for yourself, don't rush into things. I have friends who are single and they're on dating sites. Listen, this dating whole thing right now,
God.
Gen Z and dating, Lord give us strength. I wouldn't want to be single right now, that's what I'm gonna say, because I don't even know how people do this whole dating pool things, and I feel sorry for people. Like, especially my girlfriends come up to me like, how do you know you found the right person? What keeps a marriage alive? What keeps it going? Good jollof rice usually helps.
All the time.
Oh, good jollof rice.
You can't go wrong with it.
Good jollof rice. That always helps. But I feel for them because I see their challenges. They want to be settled. They want to be married. They want to be loved. And they want to grow old with somebody. But I also try and advise them as best as I can. Stop jumping into situationships.
Yeah.
If you go on a date with a guy, it doesn't matter, by the second date, you're laying down with him.
Exactly.
That's not how it going. He just sees as easy.
Yeah.
I had one friend say to me, she had a date with a guy. Second or third date it was, they slept together. When they finished, he said something along the line of, if only women realised that they had the power in their hand.
Oh my
I was like, Lord, give me strength.
The guy has broken the table.
That's it. That was it. After that, ghosted her.
Yeah.
Right there.
Like, girl, easy catch.
He got what he wanted,
no
and
chase.
That was it. Give it up.
They're everyone listening, but ladies and men, I think there's some men as well. Your love life reflects your inner self.
100%, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if you think you're unworthy and just get into anything, then the person knows you're unworthy. Because they look at you like, oh, I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to sweat it, so.
Yeah. And don't be superficial.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not attacking any men out there, but there's a lot of superficialness
out there.
Yeah,
you have to get me this, you have to flew me out.
Yeah, well, yeah,
flewed out.
And a lot of times it's what you see, it's like cloak and dagger, isn't it?
Yeah,
because the perception that they give you and the way they dress and what they bring, it's hiding a multitude of sins. And you know, it's only when you get to know them, you think,
nothing, empty.
Yeah, shallow, very shallow.
And now I think the new cool is healing. Healing is really sexy.
Healing is very sexy. Yeah.
So you need to take out time, find out who you are, take your time. Don't just jump into any relationship for the sake of it, because that's 6 months or 1 year of your life you'd never get back.
Waste of time.
Can't
claim it back.
Yep.
There's no refund.
No refund at all.
No refund.
Resources as well, because the odd dates here and there, it's costing you a lot. And then you're back to level zero.
Yeah.
And then you've lost a bit of your dignity, a bit of your self-esteem.
Because when you break up, you start to question yourself, what have I done wrong?
Yeah, they do. They're like, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? What was it? What is it about me? What is it about me? Because you gave it up too easily, love.
That's the thing. You just gave it up when you should have held back a bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you take your time, you get to know them.
Yeah.
Because they can't pretend for a long time.
Some people play the long game, actually. Some people can play the long game.
I know.
You think, I've known that person 2-3 years. I didn't know he was like this or she was like this.
Mm-hmm. And then wake up one day like, who on earth?
Yeah. But the thing is, the signs are there. The subtle signs are there.
Yeah.
It's whether or not we choose to see it.
We just ignore it.
Sometimes we're like Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And we choose not to see things. And it's, this man, why are you laughing? Eh? Leave my Uncle Stevie. Why are you laughing, my friend? Sometimes we choose not to see it, you know,
and it comes back to bite us.
It does, 100%, straight in your neck. Like, sure, that's where it's biting.
Yep, you're behind.
That's where it's gonna bite you. It's gonna bite you hard.
I know.
Well, some people do play the long game. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and those are like the bad ones.
Yeah, like the ones that got the PhD and the masters in deception. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They just carry you along for a long time, as long as you want it.
Yeah.
They're there. Until one day you just say to yourself, my eyes, I can now see. I'm healed.
I am healed, yes.
We've got our first message of the night. This is Mary from here in Manchester. Mm. Said, Jerry, I stayed with my ex for 4 years. I thought no one else would want a single mom with 2 kids. Turns out I'm the prize. He's still broke and bitter.
Girl, congratulations. Listen, Mary, listen to Queen Joy. Don't let anybody ever tell you what your self-worth is.
Yep.
Nobody should be breaking down. People should be big in the trouble. When I said, like, the other day I was walking and I had this beautiful orange dress and the sun was out and I was slaying. I ate and left no crumbs as usual, right? This is what they tell me at work. Miss, you ate, you left no crumbs, miss. You slay.
Tell them.
That body is tea, let me tell you. And I was walking, minding my business, and my sunglasses on, the sun was shining on me, mother. No, I was just.
You need to see her skin, by the way. You need to see her skin.
Girl. And this woman stopped her car. She was a European woman by accent.
Oh.
Stopped her car and said, "Excuse me, you are beautiful."
You are indeed.
I was like, "Oh, boy, thank you." She said, "You are the most beautiful person I've seen in Manchester." Mwah. She gave me a kiss. She went, "Mwah. Beautiful."
You see.
I said, "Thank you and God bless you." And I'm not ashamed to compliment another female. If I see something I like, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes I think females don't know how to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to accept
it. Nope, we don't. We just, that's when you start playing humble.
I
just got this dress from the trip to nobody cares.
If you knew what that dress cost, I'm not going to tell you now. It cost me less than $10. But it's not what it costs, it's how you wear it.
It's how you wear it.
It's how you wear it.
How you
and I always say, it's about confidence. Everything is about confidence.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't always confident as a child. And it's grown as I've gotten older because it's like, who cares?
No one.
Be you.
Yep.
Be yourself.
Yep.
Be happy. Do what makes you happy.
And you
not
have to
anybody.
Sell yourself to people.
Yeah.
Because that's how they will see you.
Yeah.
Like, if you sell yourself, then that's it. They see you for what you're selling. Yeah.
So, Sister Mary, you are the prize. You'll always be the prize.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't.
And you know what? Regardless of what anybody says, you do you.
Yeah.
And you be happy. Life is short and life is beautiful.
Exactly.
So, and you do you.
As you said, he's still broken bitter.
Yeah, let him stay there.
He's lost, not yet.
He's probably back on plenty of fish. Ignore him.
Yeah, you know, that's where they all go.
Is that plenty of fish? Not mine here.
That's where they all go.
Not mine here.
We have another one from Kojo in London. Kojo says, can I be honest? I left a girl who loved me because she was too nice. I thought I didn't deserve peace. Now I'm all alone watching K-drama and regretting life.
Kojo. Eh? Kojo. Let me say your name one more time. Kojo. Eh? Kojo, my... Hey.
Chale, why?
Hey,
why, Chale?
Why now?
Look at you now.
This is about your self-worth. So I'm going to ask you to look deep in your soul and write down the things that you love about yourself.
True.
The things you love about yourself. And then when you flip the page over, write down the things that you deserve, the things you want, and you have to manifest them.
Yeah. Real talk.
So is she still single?
I think,
does she still want you?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know. He says he's all alone now watching K-drama and regretting life.
Forget K-drama. That's not going to get you anywhere in life. You need to write that, manifest it. Write it down on paper and pray on it. And not fast. Pray on it and
it will come to pass. Yeah. But you have to know what you want. If you don't put it out there in the universe, it's not coming for you. You have to put it out there in the universe. These are the things that I want. These are my qualities. These are the things that I desire in a partner.
Yeah. And I think the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I think I don't deserve someone nice? Why would you think someone nice is not good enough for you? Like, so you want toxic. That's the part that you need to heal from. Because maybe whilst growing up, like we said in the beginning, maybe you used to being in a very toxic environment, and now
whatever I was watching, turn that off, please. Turn it off. That's not gonna, like, it's not gonna enhance your life in any way.
Yeah,
it won't.
And I'm happy now that you're regretting it, but I think regret is another waste of time as well, because it's in the past now. Dust yourself up.
I don't know. I think regret is like when you're mourning something, you have to go through that process before you can move past it and move forward.
Yeah.
When you build over, when you, what's it, build a bridge and go over it or something. I think regret is good because you've had time to reflect.
Yeah. And tell yourself, I lost the
choices that
one.
You made and how you contributed to that situation, whether it was positive or negative.
Negative, yeah.
And then you can just like, okay, then it's time to build a bridge and get over it and move forward.
Yeah. And the first step is you loving yourself enough.
Acceptance.
Yeah. To know you need a nice person in your life.
Yeah.
Nobody wants toxic. Why would you want toxic, Kojo? Okay. If you've only just tuned in, this is Lovestum on Radio Africana, where we talk about love, relationships, and everything in between. And if you want to be a part of the show, like other listeners who've sent in their messages, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. And I've got the Queen in the building with me tonight, Queen Joy, and she's been giving us all the best advice you can think of. So don't touch that dial. We'll take a short music break and we'll be back.
Okay.
Hello, welcome back. It's Jerry and you are still listening to Lovestorm on Radio Africana. And I've got Queen Jay in the building with me tonight. We're talking about self-worth and how our self-worth affects our relationship choices. Do we really get the love we deserve based off our self-worth? And Queen Jay is in the building with me tonight to discuss further on this. I've got a message from Tunde in Birmingham. He says, "Real talk, Jerry and Queen Jay. Hi, Tunde. I used to attract only women who needed fixing. I realized I was addicted to being needed so I wouldn't be left. Therapy is working though."
Okay, Mr. Fixer. Interesting. Maybe it's that God complex.
Yeah.
It's nice to feel loved and be feeling wanted and wanting to let you help. But if you're only attracting people who are broken...
And there's something inside of you
there's
something,
yeah.
Because it says he's addicted to being needed. So that's
about your self-worth then, isn't it?
Yeah,
Tunde?
Yeah. So he likes clingy women because
Because it makes you... It validates you.
Yeah.
That's what it does. So but you need no validation from anybody but yourself and God.
Exactly.
That so is it.
Tunde, he seeks that external validation.
Yeah.
So he would rather go for women who have low self-esteem as well. That also want somebody they can cling on to. So it's just like both of them are like relying on each other to exist.
That's emotionally draining.
It is from the sound of it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he says therapy is working. Tunde, yes, carry on with that because I like it. He's got a bit of a self-awareness there.
Yeah.
Because for him to realize
that. Power to you for going to therapy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people will not accept that they need therapy or they need support or they need counseling or spiritual counseling or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So the fact that you made that step, that bold step to say, actually, I need help. This is not healthy. This is not good for me. I can't move like this. I can't live like this.
Mm-hmm.
And receiving that counseling and therapy, whatever it is, that's good. That's really bold of you. So congrats to you.
I'm impressed.
Well done.
And when we have discussions like this, you then find out that self-worth is really broad. We might just think it's about you feeling, people mistake it sometimes for being prideful. Like, that person's just so proud.
Mm.
But no, self-worth is you knowing yourself.
Knowing your worth.
Knowing your worth. Like knowing things you should tolerate and things you shouldn't.
100%.
Knowing how to set boundaries. Knowing how to love yourself enough to not want to be in some certain situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have another one again. This person has decided to go anonymous. Says, "Hi, it's Anonymous from Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell Queen Jay to stop dragging me with facts."
I apologize. I'm only here to keep it real with you, darling. 100% real with you.
I'm literally dating a man who acts like my emotionally unavailable dad. I feel exposed by you, Queen Jay.
Hey, sis, get out of there. Find the exit.
I know.
Find the exit. Find the key. Make your way out of there.
Fast.
Like, catch the bus. Get the Uber. Whatever you need. Get out of there quick. emotional and available. No girl.
No.
That's not for us.
It's just like flickering lights, like on and off.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
What are you holding on to? There's really nothing to cling on to.
And the thing is, sometimes people are so afraid to get out of there
mm-hmm.
because they don't know what's on the other side of the door. However, yeah. until you have that chance in life, you don't know.
True.
You know, that but, you're deserving and you need to be treated better and, mm-hmm. and loved unconditionally.
Because if they're emotionally unavailable, like, what's left? There's nothing left. Like,
no.
It's just empty promises.
It's just always going to be like that. It's not good. I'm sorry, I don't want you to feel attacked, sis. However, it's just not good.
Yeah. I think what you should think is ask yourself, or probably have a talk with mom. Maybe that would just bring a clearer picture to you. Like, ask your mom what, how she felt when she was...
Don't get me started, Miss Old African Mamas, I beg. Yeah? Don't get me started on that. I'm not going to generalize. I'm going to say, right, listen to Queen Joy. I'm going to keep 100% with you. I'm not here to cap you. Here we go, right? The older generations of our mamas, they know nothing. They accept everything.
Yeah.
They accept it because that's how he's the man. Mm-hmm. He's the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. He's my Olori Ebi. You know, they just accepted things.
Yeah.
You know, and they were unhappy. These Big aunties, time. They were unhappy.
Very unhappy.
They just married because they were pressured into marrying or it was arranged mm-hmm. or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they were unhappy and they just settled.
Yeah.
You know, and then they must have started having children. Mm-hmm. They just stay settled.
Yeah.
And they're unhappy, but just do their best to raise their children.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, most of them are unhappy.
Yeah, because they were told marriage was perseverance. You have to stay there, tolerate
nonsense. And, it's
and most of them didn't or still don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And if you look back, I think the reason why a lot of women are still following that path years later, because if you're raised by someone that's tolerated everything that was given to her, then you would mirror her at some point and think, yeah, if my mom did it, then that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's how it should be. And mm-hmm. it's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily. Times are changing. Mm-hmm. We have to move with the times and change with the times.
Yeah.
What might have been accepted in the 60s by our aunties back in the 60s and our mommies back in the 60s, it's not necessarily accepting for us now.
Now, yeah.
Because we are in a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
Mindset is different.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to make progress and find out what, I mean, do you know what? I always said that our parents are there for two reasons. One was one is for us to learn from their mistakes.
True.
And one is to feed us because we couldn't feed ourselves.
But yeah, because we're still young.
So you look at your mm-hmm. parents and look at their relationship and what you thought was normal. As you got older, you started to
pick it up. Yeah, and say, nah,
you know, no matter how much you try and hide things, you at some point you're going to be like,
why is really something arguing?
Don't see the affection between, don't see the communication between us.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy's in the West Wing, daddy's in the East Wing.
Yeah, why is that?
You know, mommy's in the West Wing with the children, he's in the East Wing by himself.
Yeah, always traveling.
So people were not happy those days, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
However, we want to be happy. We want to enjoy our lives and we want to live our lives.
Because that's the whole essence of life, if you think of it.
If you're not happy, then what's the point of your existence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
You know?
Because marriage is not managed. It shouldn't be managed. It should be happiness. It should be two people coming together because they like each other.
Yeah, not and they want to make things work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's not always easy.
Yeah.
There's always going to be like curves in the road, curveball. There's always going to be something that you're going to like give them side eye, bombastic side eye for, or, you know, like, seriously, bombastic side eye for, or not want to speak to him for days, or cling onto your edge of the bed and not want to have any physical contact. But it's keep your communication open.
Yeah.
Communication. Sure. And until you're ready to talk, then the other person should not push you.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you need time to reflect on this situation, what you want, how you're going to move forward, how you're going to pass this.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people think, right, okay, let's sit down and talk. And if one person isn't ready and they get together and start talking, guess what happens?
Conflict.
Hey, conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. the other person feels
it's not ready.
Yep. And it's not worth it. When both parties are ready to sit down and have a conversation, then that's when that conversation should take place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The sooner the better, preferably.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more it drags on for, the more you're clinging to your side of the bed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you all see this is therapy with jollof? Like, you know, party jollof. That's what we're serving tonight. So if you're just joining in, it's been an amazing show so far. I'm over the moon. I've got Queen Joy in the building and she is keeping it real, leaving no stone unturned tonight. So if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to text in, if you've got any question, if you have any confession to make, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. And we've got another message. This is Chioma from Liverpool. Hi, Chioma. I think this is the first time I'm having someone from Liverpool tune in. Says, Jerry, I'm tired. Okay.
I feel you already.
I've dated three guys back to back who only want me when I act independent and unbothered. If I show love or vulnerability, they ghost. What kind of black girl magic is this?
Well. Girl, well done for tuning in. I think that these guys are not worthy of you.
Yep.
They are not worthy of you. If you can show vulnerability and somebody's not accepting of that and they don't support you in that, then they're not worthy of you.
Yep.
Get that Uber. Get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. And please don't date men back to back. You need time for yourself, time to reflect, time to look at the bigger picture. And I always say relationships and feelings and emotions, like the autism spectrum, there's a whole broad of emotions and feelings and acceptance and reflection, everything. So dating back to back, I wouldn't advise that. I would say take time for yourself, because your growth, and within that there's growth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't grow mentally, emotionally, spiritually, then you're going to keep making, we are going to keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and attracting the wrong kind of guys. So have time for yourself.
Look after yourself.
Go on girls' holiday. Do something for yourself.
Exactly. Because ask yourself, why you're settling. Like, why are you settling?
Yeah. Back to back. Don't be afraid to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Honestly, please don't be afraid. Never be afraid to be by yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's when growth happens.
Yep. And don't shame yourself. This is like a wake-up call for you to start loving yourself again. No need to say, what's wrong with me? What have I done? It's not you, darling.
It's not you, darling. It's them.
It's them, because they don't want...
They don't appreciate your jollof rice. That's what the problem is. Yeah.
And the truth is, real love will not confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't ask yourself, is it rolling or is it not rolling? Is it ready or is it not? It comes with clarity.
Because when there's no questions.
When someone loves you, it's obvious. You can tell. Like, even people around you can tell.
There's a glow. There's a spring in your step.
Absolutely. There's something just saying, this is it. Like, everything will tell you this is it. Even if, even the walls in your house will tell you, look at you, girl. This is it. So, if it's not that way, if it doesn't feel that way, there's something wrong.
Mm.
And that's when you need to ask yourself, is it really worth it? Am I really settling? I've got another message again. This is from Tammy in Manchester. Said, well, I'm enjoying the show with Queen Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is not managed. This is my takeaway. Oh, you see, a lot of people are really having that aha moment tonight, and that's the joy of the show. There's no time I come on the show that I do not learn or take away one thing or the other, and that's why I'm here every week. And it looks like we're going to be having more of you, Queen Joy.
You'll have to see my PA.
Oh yeah. We'll have to discuss with your manager.
See your manager.
Yep. Oh, how has time just flown by so quickly?
Mm.
I can't believe we all. It's almost 9 o'clock. I don't want to go because I love it out here. And Queen Joy has just made the night really perfect for everyone.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. Don't go away. We're still on the show. It's Lovestum. I'm here every Wednesday at 8 on Radio Africana. You can find us on www.radioafricana.com. If this is your first time tuning into Radio Africana, we have other amazing shows as well, and this is on every Wednesday. So make sure you tune in next week, Wednesday, where we stir the pot, where we have our confessions, where we do not judge. We only here to learn. That's what we do every Wednesday. So we'll be taking one more message before we wrap up. it's just going to be a quick one. This is from Mo. Mo says, Mo is texting from Manchester. Mo says, my fiancé says I don't show affection, but growing up in a strict African household, emotions were weakness. Mm-hmm. How do I unlearn what was literally trained into me?
Mo, as long as there's breath in your body and you recognize it, this time you can still make changes.
Yeah.
As long as there's breath in your body and you realize that in order to have a successful relationship, there has to be vulnerability on both sides. You have to show affection. It could be simple things like running her a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking her out for a meal, buying her flowers, writing her a note when she wakes up in the morning, a nice note by the side of the bed, just telling that you appreciate her, you know, cuddles.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to show affection, and because you didn't grow up with affection, doesn't mean you can't learn affection.
Real talk,
you know.
And it's in the little things. It doesn't really have to be fancy and over the top. It's just those little love messages. It's just you cuddling. It's just you saying I love you. The random text messages, taking her out for a date. You don't even need to take her out these days.
Cook
you can
her.
Do it. Uber it.
Massage her feet.
Yeah, massage her. Like you know. Set the tone. Mm-hmm. Just put some Netflix. No, I don't want to mention.
Don't mention that.
Put some TV.
Oh, you're going to be godmother in 9 months.
I know. Okay, so. Ooh. Wow, let's land this storm. Yeah, this is it. So, tonight's takeaway is you don't attract love based on how good you are, you attract love based on how worthy you feel. So just remember that when you start attracting the wrong kind of love, just realize that at that point, maybe you're not just feeling worthy enough. So it's time to just reassess, reevaluate, and ask yourself, do I deserve more? And if the answer is yes, my love, that's time to take a walk, because yeah, you do deserve more. So we're here next week, Wednesday, same time, same station. Remember, if you've got a service, a product you want to advertise, you can contact us on 0744-881-1570 or message us via our DMs on Instagram at radioafrica.com, and we'll be more than happy to get in touch with you and tell you how to go about it. I'm gonna say a big thank you to Queen J for holding it down tonight. And we hope to see you again pretty soon.
Well, do you know, it's been a pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you took something positive away from tonight's discussion. And I think there is a book, actually, before I leave, called Laws of Attraction.
Yep.
Read it.
Yep.
If you get a chance to, probably get an audiobook as well. Mm-hmm. Listen to it, read it, and that will help you in navigating your way through this pool of love and how to find your right partner, the right person for you. So thank you for having me.
Yeah,
and don't forget my jollof rice next time I'm over here.
Yep. Hot party jollof.
Yes, so.
And love yourself enough to know when you're not getting the right kind of love. So I'm gonna love you as usual and leave you, but I'm not gone for too long. I'm gonna be here next Wednesday. Ciao, have a good night, catch you later.
time.